Okay, so I'm here from the Wikimedia Foundation from San Francisco, and Bastian asked me to give a brief overview of the work in public outreach that we've been doing at the foundation, which is the international organization that works with chapters like Wikimedia France. First, what is public outreach as the foundation sees it? We've just recently completed a strategic plan in the last year where we had input from about 1,000 of our volunteers, many, many different people with different perspectives on Wikipedia, and came up with the Wikimedia movement, and came up with a pretty clear articulation of what our big goals are over the next 5 years. And so the portions of that that apply to public outreach, the main directive from that is that we need to increase the size, the health, and the diversity of our contributor base. And within the organization of the Wikimedia Foundation, we're aligned with the community department, which also deals with fundraising, because we see the desire to make a contribution to the Wikimedia movement as being it's really the same thing whether you're contributing money or you're contributing your time. Either way, it's reflecting that you place value on the Wikimedia mission and that you want to make a contribution to it. But as the Wikimedia Foundation is a very small organization that came into existence well after the movement had already been established, it's really not our role to lead. It's more to follow. So what we try to do in every outreach initiative is to support and, you know, fertilize and interact with the volunteer community and support the kind of work that they're doing in outreach. The key initiatives that we've been working on recently include the Wikipedia Public Policy Initiative, which is an effort to work on the notion of using Wikipedia as a teaching tool in higher education, and work in a small subject area to explore the possibilities there. The Bookshelf Project, which is an effort to produce materials both online and in print that can be used to introduce Wikipedia and contributing to it and using it in different ways to different kinds of audiences. And also the Account Creation Improvement Project, which is a new project to make it easier to create an account on Wikipedia and to get started editing that way. And this URL that's on the screen right now, outreach.wikimedia.org, that has links to just about everything I'll be talking about in the presentation, so you may want to make a note of that. So first, the Wikipedia Public Policy Initiative. This, as I said, it's an effort to explore using Wikipedia as a teaching tool. So it's a 17-month pilot project. We're about halfway through it right now. It's running from May to September of next year, May of last year to September of next year. And the core of it is the two semesters of this current academic year. So in the fall semester, we've worked with classes at 13 different U.S. universities. I believe we'll be working with about 30 in the spring semester. And there are two links here that'll show you an overview of the project and then the workspace that's being used by the participants in the project on Wikipedia. The goals of the project are to encourage the use of Wikipedia as a teaching tool, but more than that, to facilitate dialogue among the various different stakeholders, meaning the Wikipedians who want to be more engaged with academics, the professors who want to provide a better learning environment for their students, the students who maybe want to contribute to, want to become Wikipedians or contribute to a project like Wikipedia. We're also putting a strong focus on researching the impacts both on the quality of Wikipedia and also on the teaching and learning in the classroom, and documenting the practices that that come out of the process. And again, in everything that we do in this project, we're trying to make a swift handoff of ownership of the project to the volunteers that are engaged with it. Um, And that's specifically the there's an ambassador program that has Wikipedians and students working to support professors in introducing classes to working on Wikipedia. And that program we've established, there's a steering committee which is currently composed of three staff members and four volunteers, and the idea is that that would become the body that carries that that program forward in the future. I want to just break away from the slideshow for just a moment to give you a quick look at one of the articles. So just to give you an idea of the kind of thing that's happening in this project, this is one of the articles that a student has worked on this semester, and I'm just going to quickly show you. This is the article before she worked on it. This is the Food Quality Protection Act, which is a big piece of legislation in the U.S., and before she worked on the article, you can see it just had a few short paragraphs of introduction and a sort of unexplained list of the specific requirements of the bill. So, you know, maybe a good basic introduction, but not terribly useful. And after a bit of work from her, you can see there's an info box over to the right here and an extensive introduction. Looks like we're off the screen a little bit. But you can see there are photos and just a great deal of information, and then you can also see how many references she used to improve the article. So this is the ambassador program that I just mentioned. We've made a distinction between online ambassadors and campus ambassadors. This is sort of a way to tap both the enthusiasm of students or Wikipedians who have a desire to engage directly in the classroom, do presentations in a college class, make themselves available in person to help students, and also Wikipedians who either don't live close to a university that's participating, or they're not so interested in personal contact, but you know, face-to-face, but they're happy to support people through web chat or through email or through interacting on the talk pages of the articles. And we've found a really rich interaction between those two groups. The next major project is the Bookshelf Project, which in many ways has been closely tied with the Public Policy Initiative. The Bookshelf Project has been a project to develop print and online resources that help people get acclimated to Wikipedia. There's a screenshot here of one of the How Does Wikipedia Work, which is the first of the items in the Bookshelf Project. This particular one is, I believe, a 16-page document that takes this character, Sarah, and her questions about Wikipedia and provides answers. So it gives someone a basic overview of how they might start to engage with Wikipedia, with the understanding that there's much more detailed information out there once they get past that first step. With the Bookshelf Project, we've had volunteers already begin to translate the documents. Here's a screenshot of the Arabic translation of the Welcome to Wikipedia guide. And also, we've made efforts to involve our volunteer community in producing these documents. So here's a photo of some volunteers that we brought in from all over the world to work on developing screencasts about Wikipedia and establish a wiki project that would help other Wikipedians engage in making screencasts like that. And then the article creation improvement project is an effort to make it easier and more friendly to create an account on Wikipedia. As Frank Schulenberg, my boss who came up with this idea, likes to say on Facebook, the message that you're greeted with when you go to start an account is "Welcome, we want you here." And on our, I don't know if you can see this, it's fairly dark, but on you know, on Wikipedia, this is his representation of like the danger, the skull and crossbones, the fire, the dragons that can come at you if you if you don't know what you're doing. It, you know, really might send a message that we don't really want you here unless you're, you know, really very special. So we have a bunch of people taking a look at that, and how can we make it a more welcoming process when people take their first steps with Wikipedia. Finally, I just want to mention a few related things at the foundation. Everything I've been talking about is the public outreach department at the foundation, but outreach takes a lot of different forms. So I just want to briefly mention our fundraising team is making efforts to involve volunteers and chapters at a higher level. We have a new global development department, which is engaged with making strong outreach efforts in India, Brazil, and the Arabic-speaking world. We have a user experience department, which is focused on improving the software interface of Wikipedia and the various Wikimedia projects and the ease of use. And also in our technology department, there are efforts to improve the experience of software developers and the interactions between staff and volunteers. So that's what I have for you today. Again, the outreach.wikimedia.org site is probably your best resource if you want to follow up on any of this. And here's some contact info as well. And just finally, I'd like to say thank you and congratulations to Wikimedia France and everyone who made this excellent event possible.